All right, then I guess we're going to jump back now. And
thank you.
Discussion and possible action on the commercial lease rate language. Presentation by Kent Randy.
Laura Lee is going to read this, and I'm going to be up here with her. She's going to need a little extra help as well.
First slide. As y'all are well aware, we've had a commercial lease evaluation going on, and it has been an ongoing evaluation of both property and leases at Possum Hingham. During the course of that time, and we've had a couple different consultants as well as staff working on this, it was determined that our existing commercial leases were inconsistent on the rate increase provisions. When I say rate increase provisions on the commercial leases, there was some that provided, and basically what they all had was a cap on how much you could increase lease rates, how much the authority could increase lease rates when the term came up to increase them. Some were 25%, some were 30, some were 35, and some did not have there was no cap on how much they could be increased. So what it ended up doing is it created, in staff's view, sort of an inequity, because it seemed unreasonable that some leases allowed you to have a limitless increase while others had a limitation of, you know, 25%. So back in, I believe it was June of 2003, staff came to the board and explained the conundrum we were in, because we were looking at trying at that time to do some sort of increase in trying to keep with a good business strategy for the leases. And so we came, and what the board decided at that time as an interim measure on those leases was we would adopt the lowest level of increase, which was 25%, and that was the lowest amount in any given lease. It was sort of a lowest common denominator approach that was adopted, and that applied to all the existing leases. But through those discussions, it became readily apparent that we really needed a new commercial lease rate methodology and a contracting strategy, that those things were needed. As for the commercial lease evaluation, our commercial leases are generally executed for a 20-year term. It was determined by staff that we really needed interim language that would enable the BRA to continue issuing commercial leases without forcing us to be tied to a lease that had problematic terms for another 20 years. The interim language allowed for the continuation of doing business. There was discussion about, you know, what do you really do? You've got commercial leases coming up. You know there's inconsistency in the old language. We reasonably anticipated the fact that, you know, we had consultants coming in to develop a new strategy. What could we do? So the concept was, let's put some interim language in that preserves the rights for the authority to bring this new stuff in and yet allows business to continue. As to the interim language that was added by staff, there was three basic points that the interim language included. The first was the BRA reserved the right to adjust the rental rate in accordance with a board-adopted commercial lease rate methodology. And that's something that was anticipated to happen in the future. And that's something that really is comprised and part of the Sawbox study phase three that we're currently involved in. The second thing the interim language did is it reserved the right to replace the lease form with a standard contract form. The lease itself is the old lease that we've had, and pursuant to our discussions with Staubach and Canny Hanger, there is problematic language in those leases, and part of Phase 3 contemplates sort of a revision and a new contract form or a new lease form. And the third thing was the old leases did not have a requirement for liability insurance, and through numerous conversations when we talk about issues on BRA property, one of the concerns that came up was having some sort of liability insurance to cover us in the event that, you know, someone was injured on one of these properties. So it also included that language. The Sawbox study. And you really need to talk about the Sawbox study because that is where all this is effectively being fleshed out. The Sawbox group is currently evaluating our commercial lease rate methodology. In addition, the scope of work contemplates development of a new commercial lease strategy, and that strategy includes a new commercial lease form. In fact, Canny Hanger, which is the law firm that was employed by Staubach, has evaluated our leases and will have recommendations on that lease form. And what it should say is we move forward in being proactive, you know, for our leasing on commercial properties. Staubach concurs that continuing execution of leases without interim language would be ill-advised and not in the BRA's best interest. We've had people raise the issue of whether this interim language was okay. In light of that, we sat down with Staubach and said, what do y'all think from a commercial perspective? And that was the response we got. Next, I want to talk about a termination right, because this was something that Staubach suggested. And I want to make this clear. The termination right is not in the existing leases that have been presented, but it's something that Staubach suggested that from a staff perspective we think is reasonable and makes good sense. They suggested inclusion of this language, a termination provision that would enable a lessee to terminate the lease in the event that the new lease rate methodology or that standard contract that would be adopted in the future, if they're not acceptable to the lessee, and we pull the trigger and develop a new lease or develop a new rate, what Staubach said and the staff concurs with is if the lessee, the commercial lessee, is dissatisfied with that, we ought to give them out of that contract so they are not bound by its terms. And to me, I think that seems to be reasonable. We believe that inclusion of that language will provide some protections and also some options for the commercial lessees as we move forward and try to get this evaluation commenced. In terms of our current status, there's approximately 75 commercial leases at Possum Kingdom. To date, and that's since the inception of this new interim language, there were 10 leases that were prepared with the language that were sent out to folks. Of the 10, 9 signed, 1 lessee has refused to sign that new interim lease language. And because of that, because of the fact that this individual has refused to sign, staff felt like it would be beneficial to bring this matter before the board, make it clear that there's a concern about what we're trying to do, and bring forth a resolution to this board that does a couple things. One, I think what staff is doing is asking the board to support the inclusion of this interim language, also to allow for the provision or inclusion of termination language as suggested by Staubach, to give the lessee some additional flexibility, and finally to support the requirement of liability insurance on the properties. That's really what the resolution that we're going to propose does, and at this time I can try to answer, or Kim can try to answer, any other specific questions that you might have on this issue.
So what is the interim language? What does it say?
I'll tell you what, if we can go to the resolution, we plugged it into the resolution.
Oh, okay.
And that's the language that's currently in the new interims that we put out.
What is the timing? What is the trigger on the termination?
Well, I think what's being suggested is we would do a couple things. One, being that we've already had 9 people sign, from my perspective, if the board suggests that the termination is positive, we need to go back to the 9 that have already signed and provide them the same benefit. The benefit would be that if anyone signs one of these interim leases with the interim language and we or the board adopts, number one, if you adopt a rate increase, that to them that methodology is not palatable, or two, if you adopt a new standard lease form, which are the things that we reasonably expect, I think, will come out of the phase 3 of the Staubach. Now, whether or not y'all will decide to go with that or not, I don't know, but Staubach will come up with a recommendation for those two things. In the event that they're adopted, and you go forth with those, at that time, any one of those commercial lessees would be able to say, look, we no longer want to be contractually bound. We're out of this 20-year obligation because it's not acceptable to us.
Well,
and that, I'm sorry.
I guess what I was asking for is, in regards to the trigger on the out, I think we need to have some specific language that takes a little step further, so that when the people sign the lease, they understand that if the BRA comes back to us and says your rate's going up 100% and it is not financially feasible for them to continue in that mode, we don't say, well, then you've got 30 days to leave, because I don't think that's practical.
I understand. I'd like to
see something that allows those individuals a feeling of comfort that says you've got 12 months, 18 months in order to either accept or reject. And at the end of that time period, the rate goes up, or you need to find other digs.
That makes sense. I think that's reasonable. We have not drafted the specific language, but can certainly include that. I think that was the intent of what Staubach had when they suggested it.
Well, I don't know how the other committee members feel about it, but I mean, this is this is my business. And I will tell you that this is a partnership, that the commercial folks up there and the BRA need to be in partnership, meaning what's good for us also needs to be good for them. And that before we draft a resolution or a new lease, I'd really like to know some specific language that's going to go in there that's going to make us feel comfortable and make them feel comfortable. I mean, just, does anybody have any feedback for me?
I can't come out on your committee, but when I sign a lease, if I sign a 20-year lease, it's 4 or 5 years. I have 1 5-year lease, 4-year options. Have a cost of living increase at the end of 5. I know what it's going to cost me when I go the next 5 years. It's going to go up. Whatever the cost of living is going up, it keeps it level. I can see signing a lease here where we can automatically go in. We may have a board 1 year comes and says, we're tired of everybody up there. We're doing them all. We're going everybody up 100%, which would be completely unreasonable.
The banks, local banks, won't lend, are not going to lend, and I've talked to some of the local bankers with this lease because in the prior, it had the 25% increase. This has no guarantee. It could be $5,000 this year. It could be $105,000 next year, and they're not going to loan on it. So even if we put the termination language in there, somebody comes up and says, I can't afford $105,000 or whatever it is. They're not going to be able to sell it because if they can't afford it, probably there's no going to that's going to buy it, and they can't get a loan to buy it because the banks aren't going to lend on it. So I've got a question. The original language in the lease that was used prior to this, when was that developed?
Excuse me?
When was it developed or last time it was changed?
The original lease language, I have no idea. I mean, I think it's been around. I'd defer probably to Mike. It's been around for a long time.
I saw a reference in one of our agenda to about 1978. Has the board always approved all the increases for the commercial methodology? I mean, generally, don't you come to the board every year and ask?
For specific rate increases, I think yes. I think the board would approve a specific rate increase.
And it also said that the board approved, I believe, the original lease. Why is the board not asked or even told for the change in its language?
Well, I will tell you that, I mean, may well be that it should have come to the board, but in terms of an authority standpoint, when you review the policies that were adopted by the board, there are certain authorities that are granted to the general manager, and there's a restrictive limit of authority. In fact, there's a specific reservation of items that the general manager cannot do, and one of the examples is setting water rates, for example, those sorts of things. As you go through the authorities that are delegated and the authorities that are reserved, there is no specific reservation of this authority. I certainly think that it's probably something that could have. I think what staff was attempting to do was act in response to the fact that at least it appeared with the board going out and employing both initially Deloitte & Touche and subsequently the Staubach Group, and with some of the resolutions that were passed with regard to getting on board with a good business strategy for leases, I think staff's only intent was to preserve your rights. The only thing that language does is preserve your right to make a decision in the future. If it's not something, I mean, we could certainly go back to the old form and sign the leases. It's just that when you look at 75 and you recognize that 10 have already come up, that's a good percentage of your total commercial leases, and had we executed, you would be bound to 20 years under the same term. But, I mean, I think staff's willing to do that. We were trying to respond to what we felt like was the desire of the board, and if we misread that, you know, then that's certainly my error and our error in doing that.
I don't think you misread that. Yeah. I think you all have done an excellent job in trying to preserve our rights as we move into the future. I don't think anybody's questioning that. I think that what I hear Martha saying and what I'm trying to say is that, you know, commercial and residential are different in the fact that commercial, you're dealing with people's livelihood. And I want to make sure that we are sensitive to that aspect while preserving our rights. Now, whether that means then we only sign a year lease at the existing rate under the existing whatever, then to get everybody down the road, that's fine. I'm a little bit, when you talk about lending, I'm concerned about what people are borrowing for commercial and as it relates to their businesses, because all of the leases that I do, I think the longest one, with the exception of, you know, major tenants, are going to be 5 years. And I don't think there's a lot of lending possibilities on those leases. And if it's an existing tenant, I guess I'm curious why they need to.
Improvements?
Normally, what happens, but in my experience, it's been a refi. As a matter of fact, I think most of the ones that Barley's talking about right now have been refinances, where they come back and they say, either to achieve a lower lending rate, or I want to do something with the property, I want to refinance the property. To my knowledge, I know I can speak authoritatively for at least one of those. That language in there, they
obtained
the
refund.
Okay. As far as like what you suggested, we really started off, that was kind of my first deal, was let's go year to year until we understand where we're at. That way we continue the existing lease back and getting the additional year. But, Mike, if I'm remembering correctly, we had at least a discussion internally about the fact that with one of the individuals that needed the up, they needed the 20-year commitment from the authority. They needed that time. So that was where we kind of got in a circle about where to go from there. And frankly, I think we were trying to address issues and really didn't have an ideal solution.
And so I think
the irony of it is, in reality, as we look at it today, I think in phase three of Staubach, that's exactly what's going to be presented to you for finalization is, you know, a new lease, a new rate, and so forth. And that's what's difficult. The problem is we've got people right now, or at least one lessee right now, who, you know, who's raised the issue. So it may well be that it, you know, at the completion of Staubach Phase 3, which, Kent, when does that do? And I apologize, right?
Probably. I don't know that that's done by April. They may.
But maybe within the next 6 months, we may have at least recommendations from Staubach to the board on the totality of the issue, and then that will be either accepted or rejected, you know, from the board's perspective.
Well, I mean, how do you feel about doing an either-or, allowing the opportunity to extend their lease for a 12-month period at the existing rate?
I don't have any objection to that at all.
And if they would like a longer commitment, then including having that language that's inclusive with the termination purposes.
What do you do with the people that... Like started January 1 of 2005, starting in a year. You give them a chance to start from this now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to going in and saying, if you want another year's lease, we'll give you a year from now.
Barley, did I hear you that part of the Staubach is going to be just to have a standard lease?
Yes, sir.
They're out there, aren't they?
Part of what they're developing is because, like we talked about earlier, that lease form that we've got in place since the 70s. And one example is the fact that they're in a commercial enterprise. Most leases require, you know, some sort of liability insurance. That's sort of one fix we felt like was really critical we need to make. But there's a lot of things that sort of aren't standard of what you generally see with commercial leases. And I don't know that we'll end up with something that looks like a standard commercial lease, but part of what Staubach Phase 3 is, they've taken these lease forms, turned them over to Canning Hanger, which is the real property law firm that they've hired out of the Metroplex. And part of what Canning Hanger is doing is making recommendations for amendment on our commercial leases. And I anticipate that they will provide us a sample lease that y'all can look at and decide whether you'd like to try to go in that vein versus, you know, where we've been in the past. But the issue is, depending on how many leases you re-sign, you know, as we said, there were 75 of them. 10 of them have already come up subject to this. They'll renew at least 9 of them. Well, that was why we were uncomfortable with just going ahead and executing another 20-year term.
No, and I understand that. I think something definitely needs to be done in the interim. But I don't know why we have to reinvent the wheel. Commercial leases are very standard in the end result of this thing. Aren't they standard? I mean, they're just language that's very, very standard that I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean, commercial leases are not a new invention by any means.
Would you sign something like this? Part of what is, I think, unique here, at least in talking with the lawyers at Canning Hanger, is what has developed at Possum Kingdom over the years is a little bit unusual in terms of how we've done the, you know, some of the leasing. So I think they're trying to put something together that's as close to commercial as it can be while recognizing the fact that over the years we've developed a relationship and created some expectations with folks up there about how business goes. And I think they're trying to find kind of a middle road, but that's just a thought. I haven't seen the finalized lease form at all.
Okay, so is there any other feedback from anybody?
I didn't hear the answer to your question. Did you ask him if he signed a lease like that?
Yeah, if in your own private business, would you have signed this lease?
I wouldn't have signed it without an out. I mean, I'm not gonna expect a tenant of mine to step into a position where I can change the rate and change the lease and not have the opportunity to say, I don't want in this ballgame anymore. Mm-hmm. However, the flip side of that is if a tenant did not wanted to stay, but we were in the process of evolution, which is where we are today, and I said, I will give you a 12-month period while we go through this to keep you where you are, doing what you're doing, and we'll revisit this in a year, I think that that's, you know, I think that's another option, another alternative. And I certainly don't think that, you know, 12 months is, in business, is a blink on the eye. I don't think that that's anything extraordinary to ask of anyone. I'm kind of curious. Martha, what would you have as an alternative? On one side, we hear that they want 20 years because to finance. On the other side, I mean, where is the answer?
I didn't really have any argument with the way we were doing the increases based on the consumer price index. I think giving businesses a way to plan on how much you're going to be paying in rentals for a good period of time lets you plan for your business. What I didn't like was them just saying, okay, we're going to give you a lease, but the only guarantee is your ending date. It's just a 20-year lease. And no guarantee on how much it's going to be. It's 2,000 this today, but, you know, from here on out, you're not going to be able to know. So I think putting some sort of increase schedule should be in there. And as far as the general liability, how much exposure does the BRA really have being a governmental agency?
I don't know. We have a lot of lawsuits for
true exposure does BRA have if somebody slips and falls on somebody's parking lot? What's the BRA's exposure?
I think we've got governmental immunity and you'll get out. But I mean, I was sued because a gentleman's arm got blown off because we didn't properly inspect the wire. I mean, an example, we had a leasehold interest. We had lessees that built a home. A roofing contractor went up on the roof, allegedly maybe slung a coat up, I don't know. But at the end of the day, this gentleman who worked for a roofing contractor had his arm blown off. We were involved in that litigation. Fortunately, our insurance carrier paid the cost, and we had outside counsel represent us. I tracked that case and followed it, and we were released because we did a plea to the jurisdiction and challenged the jurisdiction to have us there. But at the end of the day, we were in that case for a number of months, and there was substantive amount of legal fees on it. So I don't think we have a great amount of liability, but this path, you know, within the last year, we've been sued on something like that was really pretty remote in my mind in terms of real liability, but oftentimes you just get dragged in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we've got a responsibility to minimize our exposure.
And that's not that extraordinary to have a liability insurance requirement in there. That I agree with, but I disagree with taking away any kind of increase. Yeah.
What's wrong with Jerry's approach that if you're going to go for 20 years or something, to have a reassessment date, whether it's 5 years or what, with it a known time barometer, like the cost of living or CPI index or something, you know. Well, do you know exactly what that number is going to be? No, but you also know it's not going to be something exorbitant.
Isn't that what is yet to be determined? If you look at this, I mean, see, we haven't determined that yet. That discussion has not even been made yet, because it says the methodology still has not been adopted. All we're trying to do is an interim thing, right? I mean, I agree with everybody. I think if you're nice with the business, including our business, we would know what to expect. I think that's fine. But that methodology has yet to be determined and adopted by this board. I think what we're trying to do here is get us in an interim period.
This was an interim to try to get us to the next phase, being responsive to everyone's concern. By the way, to put the number in right now, I don't think is feasible because we're still trying to figure out what market value is, and that's going to come in phase three as part of this thing. You tell us to go forward on one hand and try to get us back to where we're modern and we're trying to do the Lord's work, and then whenever we do, then we kind of get beat up too. So, but I think we need to not lose sight of the fact that this is an interim. Let's put the language in there to where we protect the people, or where they can get out if they don't like it. But I still think we need to wait for the facts to see where the numbers come out. One, and then the board's going to put their judgment there and say, even though that is market, we don't think that the market can bear that right now, and here's what we recommend the numbers on.
What do you anticipate the interim period to be?
I can only base it back based on the fact that what Kent was saying is that we anticipate Staubach being back sometime in April. Is that correct? And then hopefully, depending on where the recommendations are, it would come to the board in April or July, probably more likely July. And so hopefully it would be less than that. It would be less than a year, maybe 6 months.
How many leases are up this year in 2006? If there's 10 last year. So just from my own understanding, they sign an interim contract, and then when the new policy is adopted by the BRA, will these folks who have signed an interim have the opportunity to whatever the new requirement or whatever the new contract says?
Yeah, the concept of the interim language is they are acknowledging when they sign the contract that the board is planning on adopting a new rate methodology and likely will adopt a new contracting strategy. When that occurs, their contract will convert to that new contract form. They will effectively be under that same existing form that will be set out for everyone else. That's at least conceptually what this contemplates. What Staubach has suggested is we also include a termination so that when the terms of that contract come out, or in the alternative, when the rates come out, if it is not palatable, that lessee can, you know, can step back. And I think Director Gere brought up earlier a good fact, and we haven't laid this out because we really didn't get that in depth with Staubach, but likely there needs to be a reasonable transition period where that commercial lessee could attempt to, you know, sell the leasehold to some. I guess they sell commercial leaseholds as they do residential, Mike, do they? Is that you could transact that to someone else who'd want to step into the business under the new terms or at least phase out of that business. That's at least the status as it's contemplated here by the resolution.
So is it in order that you could amend this resolution?
Absolutely. This is just a start to put something on the board, and we can adopt anything, you know, anything y'all like. I mean, just whatever you want to come up with.
Specifically to the person that's paid but hadn't signed, do you know what exactly the holdup, you know, in this language was?
All I was told was is that this particular person was not satisfied, and I think had some legitimate concerns, sort of the things y'all have raised. I mean, it's tenuous to enter into a commercial lease and not know what the potential increases could be. And as a lawyer, I understand. I would be, if I were representing a client looking at the other side of the lease, I'm going to tell you that I would have some serious concerns about it. My initial suggestion was the one-year renewal. I liked that a lot better because I thought, frankly, that was more equitable and that the person knows what they're getting into. But then, you know, when we ended up with that's not long enough to get financing, we sort of went round in circles. So, I mean, I'm up to suggestions. I can, you know, Director Martin, I agree. I certainly can understand how a council would look at this lease and representing that party. It's just this sort of a double-edged sword. It's hard for us to enter into a 20-year deal that ties our hands for another 20 years in a way that is not, or at least, you know, potentially not sound. But then on the other hand, it certainly is an ideal for that person. It's the other thing we talked about internally, and I'll just share this with you, is that as a governmental entity, arguably, and I understand that you might at some point have a fully unreasonable board, but that's generally a little more likely when you're dealing with a governmental entity. I mean, the way we set our water rates is it's a system rate. And you can increase it as much as you want at any given time. There's no limitation. So every municipality in this state that buys water from this entity arguably has the same uncertainty as these commercial lessees. I'm not saying that that should make anybody feel better, but we debated that internally as well.
Well, I mean, you can, obviously. Doesn't mean it's right, or doesn't mean that you won't run every single business off that lake. A lot of them are for sale right now.
We're charged with being responsible.
Right. There's responsibility to this. And also you need to take into consideration, too, that these aren't just, like, people renting out little buildings, you know, or office space or things like that. You've got people that have had camps and marinas and things that have invested a lot of money over 20, 30 years in their boathouses and the little camp cabins and things like that. So the termination agreement, well, I can't afford it. I've tried. I can afford this much, but I can't afford it three times now. I've got to walk away from it. They're walking away from all the equity that they put in it. So I think you need to really consider this.
Well,
in the terms,
they can sell that.
Well, if they can't make it, this isn't an unlimited supply. People want to come out and do business out here. So, I mean, the chances are if they can't make it, well, most of the businesses have turnover, and somebody thinks they're going to come in and do great and fall by the wayside in several years. The turnover is very high. I would say the number of businesses in the last 20 years that I've lived here is fairly constant. There's not been big growth in business. We've got the same grocery store, same gas station, same restaurant buildings. You know, 10 people have come in since, but it's not a growing business environment. It's very difficult.
I think you'll find that true for most recreational.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Seasonal.
Yeah, but I just think you need to take that in consideration or you will have no business out there.
Mr. Reed, you had a question.
Well, no, I was just going to say that just to be certain everybody's focusing on that one language, that termination language is in the resolution. Just to make sure that everybody's not just focusing just on this right stuff, but the...
Yeah, I mean, the termination language is in there, but
that's important.
It's not as specific as to whether it's a 30-day or a 24-month termination right.
And I agree with your 1 year. I think it's a good idea.
I just want clarification. It seems like that what we're being asked to do here by the committee, I'm not a member.
I don't know how they decide whether
again, this is a clarification from the chairman.
It
seems like what we're really being asked to do is to approve some interim language to get us to the point where we can develop the methodology. However, all the discussion is focusing on the methodology. And I'm concerned that the focus is on something other than the resolution. So I'd ask if you'd clarify that.
No, I think that's a good point. I mean, we're not... You know, we're not trying to set new rates. We're not trying to determine, you know, the financial future of anybody here right now. What we're trying to do is to get us 12 months down the road and in a position where we have some more comfort and to provide some level of comfort to the people whose businesses have come up for renewal. And whether we give them the option to say, we'll extend you for a 12-month period at your existing rate under your existing lease, and then in a year we'll revisit it, or if, for practical purposes, you need a longer-term lease, we'll give you the 20 years with the caveat that we can raise the rates and we will give you a, you know, an option to get out. I mean, I think we're being fair and equitable. I mean, it's not perfect. I don't think we'll get to perfect. Does anybody else have any questions or suggestions or amendments to the resolution? Or
I just make one comment. I think when we do get that portion of the study, I think, as Betty pointed out, I think that's where the rubber will meet the road. I think that's where the real discussion will be on methodology and how we get these folks in there without breaking their backs. If they can't make it under a very low rate, you know, I don't know what you say to them. You don't give it to them free. I mean, you've had turnovers already out there, and it has nothing to do with higher leases because it's been low leases. So, I mean, that, you know, Gene had a very, very good point. That's not uncommon for some areas. But I think as an interim purpose, I think it's a good document given maybe some tweaking. But I think the real discussion and the real cutting of heads are going to come when we get to the methodology. I think that's where it's going to come up.
If we had an idea of how many leases are anticipated between now and the April committee meetings.
There's five that are expiring and will be coming up on six. Five this year.
So that'll be 15
this year, how many?
So 15 total.
15 total.
Be on through this next year. That's right. 10 plus 5
or 6. 15. That would exclude anybody who would come in the course of their term and would request a new lease for refinancing first.
The five of them known would be
doing. Okay. Well, All right, I want to break this down to two more questions. In regards to the existing resolution and or an inclusion of a one-year option for these people to extend under their existing lease, I mean, do we feel like that's an option, or do you want to stay just with the resolution and maybe amend an out?
I think 2 years would be better, but just for the purposes of the interim period, I think it should be standardized. I don't think that the option, how many people that will that affect? I mean, not people, how many businesses will that affect? I don't know, but I would say to have a standard contract, not to offer this one or that one for the interim period.
You're saying of the 9 people that have already signed, they ought to have the same thing that we may come up with now? Because we said, have I said that 9 out of 10 have already signed it with the language that's there? That
and staff's recommendation, while it's not specifically stated here, is that anyone who has an agreement that has the interim language should have the same benefit. So if you grant a termination or in the alternative, if you do something else, I would think that it would be equitable to go back to the 9 who are willing to step up and sign this lease and give them as much of a benefit as you're giving someone who would not sign.
Yeah. So if you change the language, you need to make it equitable for all of them.
So I think modify it the way you're saying. I mean, I think we're all agree we're trying to get to a contract to be signed during the next year that gives us the transition period to come up with a lease methodology and term.
And so do I hear an amendment coming in regards to
wish I could know how to phrase it.
The termination of the lease for a 12-month period?
Could I make one observation first? Laura Lee, instead of modifying the 9 existing, put the inclusion of the new provision in the methodology so you don't have to go back and revisit those 9.
Okay.
We say on the
first page, let me look at this myself. The Board of Directors of Madison Authority hereby acknowledges and supports the following language currently within the new commercial lease form. So you're effectively accepting the language that 9 have already signed. Then you're going on to the next to say, the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority supports the inclusion of a new provision to be included in those commercial leases which contain the aforementioned interim language. So I would take from that those that already have that interim language would be entitled to that same benefit, was what our thought was. That would enable the lessee to terminate the lease in the event that new lease rate methodology or standard lease contract are adopted and they're not acceptable. We would probably want to have a provision in there, Director Gear, that any transition or termination
be executed within a...
You want to provide them a sort of a 12-month off-ramp. Is that correct?
And Martha's suggesting 24 months. I'm not so opposed to 24 months. Okay. That's just a few years.
So the lessee will be provided a 24-month window to terminate?
From the date of notification of the new lease rate methodology.
Okay.
That'll give them somewhat of a better chance to try to sell their business.
Is there a notice of termination?
There what?
If some people come up and they're looking at this new thing, do they have a certain period of time in which they have to execute a new contract, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I think what we do is we'll specifically lay that out. We didn't go into detail on what the language would be, but we'll specifically lay that out in the contract. So we have something like the lessee will provide a 24-month window. The lessee will be provided a 24-month window to terminate from the date of notification of the new lease rate methodology or standard contract adoption. So that gives them an extra full 24 months to evaluate whether or not they can live with it and to terminate without being bound by the additional 20-year term of the contract. Is that where you want to go, Director Gear?
Yeah, that sounds fine to me. Anybody?
Would counsel investigate that thoroughly for their legal ramification, please?
Yes. One last question, Maureen. Have you worded that such that the 9 existing will not be revisited and renegotiated? I'd sure let those stand like they are. But write this so that they are definitely included.
Right. I think we did that by saying they would, it's included for those commercial leases which contain the aforementioned interim language. They already have the interim language, so they will reap the benefit of that.
Good. I just don't want to get back into renegotiation.
Oh, I got you. I understand.
This will be offered to the guy that hadn't signed but has paid.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And anyone else who, I think what you do is we'll send out letters of notification to the 9 that already executed. We'll send them a copy of the resolution and advise them that pursuant to the actions of the board, this is a benefit that they have. We'll put that in writing and sign it by the general manager so they get that notice that they have a right to terminate. If they're dissatisfied, we'll send a new lease to the gentleman that refused to sign that will include specifically the termination language, and we'll include the termination language in any future interim lease contracts that are executed by the authority until such time as we get the Staubach study in, and y'all can evaluate that at that time.
I'm not on this committee, but I'd rather see it be a year.
I don't think a year is enough for someone to get the notice, figure out where he is, try to find a buyer to come on in and take it over, or determine how he's going to recoup some of the leasehold improvements he's put in, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I agree to that in a lot of, and this isn't the corner of Main and Main.
Sure. I know one of the businesses that was up, I think at the very end of 05 or up at the beginning of 06, and put his place for sale because of this. He saw the new lease terminology and has been unable to sell it for this whole year.
I would think it would take more than 12 months to find a suitable buyer.
Just a thought. The thought is the first paragraph of the resolution regarding the reserve the right to adjust and so forth. First paragraph is fine. We get out of this quandary here by just removing the second paragraph. This DFUNDER resolved thing. The DFUNDER resolved is what muddied this thing up here. The first paragraph is very clear. We acknowledge the support the following language. Sole discretion to reserve the right to adjust the rate, method to determine the rate, so forth. That first paragraph is fine. Authorize the staff to fix it. Second paragraph, the DFUNDER resolved is an out. And the out is what we've been on in here for the last half hour. We don't need an out. It says, give the staff the responsibility under a new document to fix it, determine the methodology, determine the lease methodology we've approved, to replace the lease contract with a standard lease contract, or similar for the similar remaining term as adopted by the board of directors.
Yeah, but the out's not for us, it's for them.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. Just the first paragraph is what we're trying to say to our staff. First paragraph, where it says, fix it, replace the document with a standard lease document. But the BFUNDER resolve is where we've been here back and forth about the interim language and all those things. Hey,
we're not fixing the final product with this thing. I mean, we don't know what the standard lease is going to be yet.
Well,
we're trying to get from here to there.
The first paragraph replaces lease contract with a standard lease contract. Bam, that's what we're saying in the first paragraph.
Well, we're trying to reserve that right so that sometime in the future we can present them with the standard lease contract and say, here's what you signed up to do 12 months ago or a year ago, but we don't have the standard lease contract now. Is that not correct?
That's correct.
So I think we're trying to address the transition, and those people that whose leases come up in the meantime need some sort of a vehicle to find out what that standard lease that we finally decide 6 months or 9 months.
Well, is that not what we're saying? Replace the lease contract with a standard lease contract for a similar remaining term. The contract applies for the remaining term of whatever the numbers of months are. These folks are not going to find out the day that it's due. They need 2 more years to get out. We don't know now when this thing would happen to them.
Say this language.
They don't know what the standard.
Opposed to the new.
Okay, well,
what they may recommend and which we may adopt, and what conflict there might be if we put that specific language in there. And it's, of course, none of us has a crystal ball, but what do you think?
Well, the concept in talking to Staubach, one of the things that they went back and forth on was the inclusion of this termination language, because what they said is you really need to think about what you can do as an offset to the fact that you're mandating a future contract form that no one's seeing. So I think that they felt comfortable with the termination concept. I think that they, I mean, I can't guarantee this. I suspect that they'd be okay with a year potentially a two-year provision. Their big concern was sort of the same as yours would be, the continuation of a 20-year term to something that goes directly against where you're going in the future. So, I mean, I think that this would be acceptable from Sawbuck's perspective in our conversations with them. As far as contractually, I think if the intent when the contract was done, at least Sherhart, my staff counsel at that time, drafted the language, her intent was to put something that was clear enough so that when a lessee saw it, they weren't surprised or shocked. They understood that it was reasonably anticipated that there was going to be a new contract, reasonably anticipated that there was going to be a new lease. So while it looks kind of harsh, I think the reason she drafted it that way was to ensure that the lessees went into this understanding and knowing. In some ways, you could have put a provision in that provided there were, in fact, leases in the past that did not have a cap on escalation. Am I not correct, Mike? There were some that had no cap. The DRA could increase them, you know, as much as possible. So to some people, this lease form was really no worse from a financial perspective than what they had before. As far as the form itself, I mean, as a lawyer, that's always troublesome. You want to be able to read your contract and know what your provisions are. But in some instances, there were folks that were as bad under the old leases, I think, as they would be under this. But if you give them the 24-month window, at least they can phase out, potentially look towards selling the business. And hopefully, Kent said there was, is it five or six? Five more. I mean, if you think about it, we've got, of 10 people, 9 have signed. So you're giving those 9 people an added benefit that they didn't have, and they've been operating under the existing lease, and they're okay with it. You're providing an alternative to the one who said, hey, this is inequitable, to let him know that we want you to continue on your business. We don't want to just sign you things and say we're not going to sign any additional leases. You can move forward. If you want out, you've got a two-year out.
Yeah, so. I move the question with the amendment.
I'm sorry?
Can we move to the question with including the amendment?
Yes.
You want me to try to read this and see if I have kind of what you want?
Yes.
Start at the beginning. I'm sorry, I marked it up a little bit. Okay. So I think the resolution would read like this. Be it resolved that the Possum Kingdom Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby acknowledges and supports the following language currently within the new commercial lease form. Authority, in its sole discretion, reserves the right to adjust the rental rate and the method of determining the rental rate to accord with the commercial lease rate methodology adopted by the Board of Directors, and to replace this lease contract with a standard lease contract of a similar remaining term as adopted by the Board of Directors. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority supports the inclusion of a new provision to be included in those commercial leases which contain the aforementioned interim language that would enable the lessee to terminate the lease in the event that a new lease rate methodology or new standard lease contract are adopted and are not acceptable to the lessee. The lessee will be provided a 24-month window to terminate their lease from the date of notification of the new lease rate methodology or standard contract adoption. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby acknowledges and supports the requirement for general liability insurance for commercial leases.
Sounds good to me.
There's only one comment. In the first paragraph, you left out the word interim. Did you do that purposely? Or?
No, that was inadvertent. I apologize. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Can we go back in and add the word interim in the first paragraph? My bad.
Okay.
It's probably some sort of subliminal message that I didn't realize I was doing.
Okay, at this time I'd like to entertain, I would entertain a motion.
Second.
First by Sal, seconded by
PJ.
Gene and all at the same time. Could we have a roll call vote, please?
Chairman Peter?
Yes.
Director Martin?
No.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mezzanino?
Yes.
Director Pena?
Yes.
Director Valiant?
Yes.